KXC News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Hibbing police arrested a man Sunday on suspicion of intentional second-degree murder. Officers responded early Sunday to reports of gunfire in the Meadowview Apartments parking lot. They found a man with gunshot wounds to his chest, later identified as 24-year-old Parker Charles Johnson of Hibbing. Responders rendered aid, but Johnson was pronounced dead at the scene. Midday Sunday, Hibbing PD arrested a man without incident and say he is cooperating with the investigation. 30-year-old Daniel James Dale was in custody at the St. Louis County Jail and has not yet been formally charged as of Monday afternoon. State House Speaker Lisa Demuth will run for governor. The 58-year-old joins a growing field of Republicans vying to take on Governor Tim Walz next year. Demuth was first elected to the House in 2018 after serving on her local school board in Cold Spring for over a decade. The Minnesota Reformer reports that Demuth says her solid conservative values cross party lines, and as the highest-ranking Republican in the state, her record as a leader makes her the best candidate for governor. In her initial campaign message, Demuth says she has, quote, had enough of Tim Walz dividing Minnesotans to cover up his failures.
Let's be real. Tim Walz doesn't just disagree with us. He hates us. He's more focused on attacking President Trump than on fixing Minnesota.
Also vying for the Republican nomination are 2022 nominee Scott Jensen, State Representative Kristen Robbins, and Army veteran and healthcare executive Kendall Qualls. The Bureau of Criminal Apprehension says breathalyzer results previously called into question are accurate. The BCA temporarily ordered law enforcement to stop using DataMaster breathalyzer tests last month after the discovery of data entry errors related to the dry gas cylinders used in the machines. But the agency says its lab scientists mathematically verified that the data entry errors did not impact the accuracy of the tests. Hundreds of tests were compromised because of the error, potentially impacting drunk driving cases. At least one case was dismissed in Aiken County. Superintendent Drew Evans said at a Friday press conference that results will have to be examined on a case-by-case basis, but there shouldn't be any impact.
These amended results will be provided to law enforcement that will provide them to the prosecutors, and they'll make a determination what the next steps might be legally.
From now on, only BCA personnel will replace dry gas cylinders. Half of all DataMaster instruments were verified and secured as of Friday, with full completion expected in the next few weeks. Two Northland athletes took home hardware from the state cross-country meet Saturday. Staples Motley senior and defending champ Audrey Brownell shaved 2.6 seconds from last year's race time, but it wasn't enough to defend her title. Brownell finished second. Detroit Lakes sophomore Connor Maleka took seventh. 12 teams and 37 individual student athletes from northern Minnesota competed at the meet. Six more finished in the top 20, and the Greenway-Nashwauk-Keewatin boys had the best team placement at seventh. Two more state tournaments kick off this week. Five Northland teams will compete at the state volleyball tournament, which runs Wednesday through Saturday. Grand Rapids will play in Class 3A, Esko in 2A, and Nevis, Northwoods, and Ataborup West in 1A. All five teams are seeded in the bottom three and face some of the top teams in the state in the quarterfinals. While the courts will be clear by Sunday, there will still be a lot of football to be played. At least two Northland teams will advance to the semifinals set for next week. That's because half of the nine-player bracket is made up of northern Minnesota teams. Kitson County Central will play Cook County Thursday in Grand Rapids, and Cromwell Wright area will play the defending champs Fertile Beltrami Thursday in Moorhead. Also Thursday in 2A, Moose Lake Willow River will play in its 18th state tourney since 2006, and in 3A, Grand Rapids will face Benilde St. Margaret's, the same school Thunderhawks volleyball will play. Menominwaubin and Barnum represent the Northland Friday in single A. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.